welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Pathfinder 2.0 Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for the Misguided and Misfit Adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Christopher.
Hello.
Elmer.
Hi.
Marcus.
Hello.
Zach.
What's up?
Last week, you guys pretty much wrapped up Averton in a nice bow with no loose ends. You made sure that any kind of loose ends you dealt with in your own way.
And we made a lot of friends and no enemies.
Yes. Lots of friends, no enemies, no animals were hurt. That's what we can take from that.
Name one enemy that we made.
I can't. You did a good job.
They're all 6 feet under.
You guys are great at lying.
David. We didn't bury David.
Yes, David is not buried. He's just out there.
6 feet under. They're all 6 feet. Oh. Well, he's some wild animal shit now.
Well, I mean, there is three people we didn't murk who will probably come back and cause us problems later, but I think that's for a different day.
I don't know what you talk about.
The other circus assholes.
Oh, no, they only came for that one part of the first book, and they're not at all in the adventure path. The only
you're
part.
Such a bad liar. Just get on with the show.
So what you're saying, Joe, is that we have to take a scorched earth
Let's
approach.
Get it out!
I don't know. They might show up. They might not. No, who knows? Who knows, really?
Dang, I wish I had some fire spells if we're going to do scorched earth.
You guys have proven that you don't need fire spells to do scorched earth.
That was one time. That was more like a scorched, you know, piece of paper. We can make it bigger.
I'm sure you guys can. I'm not doubting that. But you guys were off into the great unknown trying to go find the mayor after hearing about he went missing.
Who's this? Who's that loser? Who was that?
That was the professor.
Get out of here.
You're not here yet. I just wanted you guys to load it.
Oh, okay. We can really get dropped off the map. That apparently that everyone knew where the Hermitage was. And I joke's on us, or me, I guess, since I didn't ask anything.
I think Maz knew.
Snap just thought that we were waiting for the right moment to go to it.
So Malika just told you guys that you guys where it is. It's 12 miles to the northwest.
Wait, hold on, time out. I actually need to like make a point of conjecture against Joseph, the DM. If everyone knew about where the Hermitage was, Fidget should have known where it was since she lived in Aberdeen for 2 years. So you lied to me.
It never came up in your.
There's some lie. There was a lie that I probably
you
had.
You never rolled local lore. Local
yeah, you never rolled local Hermitage lore.
Whatever. All right.
You've
fine.
Taken some injuries too. To your
yeah,
own
it's
mind.
Your drinking. You've been hanging out with the wrong crew. The racist crowd doesn't talk about the Hermitage.
I don't hang out with the racist crowd. I don't like them. I made it very clear when I went to the bar.
Nathan,
they seem to like you though.
I saw you dab him up.
Everyone likes Fidget. No one hates Fidget.
Nathan, the real Hermitage is in our hearts.
We'll find our hermits in ourselves. I see.
Exactly.
I'm going to say you guys go ahead and start heading over there.
I mean,
wait,
yeah.
GM? Mr. GM? Are we all healed and leveled up since, you know, we got a good old days of rest? I don't know we assume we all heal up. Is that fine?
Yeah, you guys healed up. And you leveled up, so you have all your stuff.
Wait, are you saying we healed up full, or just whatever the rules imply?
I'm going to assume that Snap, unless Snap, you say no, that you took the time to heal everyone and Grimlock.
I suppose. Even though Snap took zero damage in like months.
They have to come to my bedside to get healed. Lying down.
You're lucky Snap doesn't know about charging people. Doesn't know about that social construct.
Capitalism.
He knows all about capitalism. He just hates it. All right, so you guys are all healed up. And on the way to the Hermitage, it's a nice, pleasant walk. You go through some streams, you go through a forest. You end up against the ocean. on this walking path, you might talk to each other, might say some words. What would you guys do on your walking trip?
Say, don't talk to me.
Be in character, not out of character.
How long don't is this walk? How long? How long is this little nature walk? You said 12 miles.
Yeah, 12 miles. So that's going to be a few hours at least for walking, like 3 hours, 4 hours.
Just enough time for like 3 or 4 random encounters.
Oh my God. You suck. You suck.
Oh boy. So then why'd you load us in? Why'd you load in the map to the end destination then?
Why don't you just play your character?
Ooh. Grimlock, his nose is in his book. He's been reviewing some stuff. That's pretty much it.
Make him roll. Make him roll acrobatics because he's walking and reading at the same time. And by experience, that's hard to do.
He's short and close to the ground, so his peripheral vision of the ground is pretty good.
I got a feat that lets me read and walk very well, actually. So
that's what he's been his third level feat.
We all know who's Joe's favorite is.
We've been known.
Also, by the way, Joe, this is a new day. Bartholomew cannot talk today. Just so you know.
Bill David, you take Bartholomew away from me. What do I have left?
Bartholomew has other important things to do than talk right now. All right. We know what kind of situation we're getting into, so he's not doing communication. He's not being liaison today. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Fidget will probably try to talk to everybody because she gets kind of bored if we're just silently walking around and there's no one to talk to.
Anybody that is just within earshot of me, I'm just talking about how much I want to fight and how much I love my sword and how much I miss teaching.
As Anna Carmen keeps talking, Grimlock, he finally like raises his head out of his like notes and stuff, and he's like,
Anna Carmen, why are you with us still? What are you actually doing with our group here? Do you work with us now? I'm just kind of confused about everything.
You know what? I'm just here for the ride, honestly. I feel like I've started this, and now I just kind of want to see where it goes.
Well, I mean, you were here because you were investigating Myron, right? Because you heard that he was dead or something?
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, we solved that about 5 episodes ago.
Yeah, because you came on the day of his funeral, and then, you know, then you were there because you wanted to know what happened to him, and then you just kind of stuck around. But I mean, not to say ungrateful, because I really appreciate it, and you've been a real asset to our team, and like your fighting prowess is excellent, and from when I see it.
Thank you. Now it sounded a lot nicer coming from you, Fidget. Grimlock just kind of sounded accusatory.
I'm really just asking because did the professor give you the big cart? Because he promised me the big cart, and I just hope I didn't want to see anyone else get it. That's all, really.
Oh, the jealous type. I see. Okay,
I'll take my answer off here.
Snap is kind of more focused, not focused on the forest, but kind of like it will walk closer to the forest line, and it'll get distracted by different like bushes or trees or anything that looks like it has like any kind of thing that can peek and forage, and kind of like maybe get left behind a little bit and then have to catch up with Snowflake nearby.
Naz keeps on touching the leaves and he wants to frolic, but he's scared that everybody will judge him, so he just pulls out a cigarette and just keeps on smoking.
Snap frolics often.
He keeps on like looking behind his shoulder.
Does Naz look at Snap frolicking and like with like, you know,
jealousy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, God damn it.
But he makes fun of him, so he seems cool.
No, whoa. No, he doesn't make fun of him. Fellow goblin. He's just kind of like, he's just sad.
That's sad.
Yeah. But he doesn't make it known.
I want to roll insight to see if I can see if I notice Naz being sad.
You can't see through his layers.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Is Naz a goblin or an onion?
Some people don't even know.
You guys are walking for the 12 miles. I don't know how long that takes.
Four or five hours.
It's like the average person is like, yeah, walks a mile in like 14 20 minutes, guys.
20 minutes? Like,
yes.
The average person.
Guys, it's not that hard to walk a mile. It's 20 minutes.
I'm on your side. That's on your side.
If we're just walking 20 minutes normally, sounds right. 20
we
minutes
we have all of our gear and equipment. We're not like we're just.
Yeah, around 15 to 22.
And you got little legs.
And you got little legs. And he's a smoker. It's taking you. Naz is definitely 30. Dragging the group. He's dragging the group.
He's got to stop to light his cigarette every 10 minutes.
He just keeps on coughing.
Snap keeps frolicking. It takes time, you know?
It takes time.
All
right.
So,
does at any point, does Snap ever ride Snowflake?
You don't frolic for speed.
Is that a thing you do? Is that a thing that Snap does?
No. Snowflake is too young. Snowflake's too young. Still a child.
Too much respect. There's too much respect for Snap to ride Snowflake.
Do you ever ride Bartholomew?
Okay. I mean, if he was a big rat, yes, I would. I would definitely use Bartholomew as a mount if he was big enough.
All right, side note, Joe. We got to find some kind of potion or scroll of enlargement or something and make Bartholomew big.
No, we're definitely doing that.
We have to.
After your 12 mile hike, you guys are on this winding path that leads up to this stone structure. You're on this wide ledge that juts from the cliff 50 feet above the sea, but is nonetheless splashed with spray and smells strongly of salt. Two buildings hug close to the cliff wall. One is made of stone, blackened in places as though from severe spot fires, and the other one is a large shed made of weathered wood. And outside, you see two larger frog-like creatures.
For the audience, they're really cute frogs.
They are
can't be bigger
so
than
cute.
4 inches.
It reminds me of that video I saw where that girl is holding a frog, and it's like, I have a dangerous weapon. Watch out.
Oh, Marcus, I think we found yourself a new friend. Especially that little bottom part right there. The back of that.
Whoops.
You're late, Joe. You showed your hand.
Wait, why?
It wouldn't let me just show the picture. So these frogs have big, huge fangs. They look extra slimy. And they're sticky tusk frog beasts.
I think the correct word is tusk, Joe, not fang.
Oh, sorry, tusk. Yes, fangs are up. It's like staglatite, whatever it is.
Well, no, fangs imply a poison or venom.
Oh. Sorry, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't get a PhD in vampires. Fucking.
A PhD vampire. What?
That's just reptile anatomy. Get out of here.
You know what you got, Joe? You got a player hater degree. That's what you got.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Okay. Anyone?
Good reference.
All right. Well, we
they haven't seen you yet.
Well, Fidget doesn't know what they are, that's for sure. So she'll turn to our resident animal expert, Snap. Snap, do you recognize those creatures over there? Are they like animals or anything? I'm not familiar with them. I've never been this far. Is it north? Are we north Aberton or south Aberton?
North.
Okay. I've never been this far northwest. I've been 12 miles north, 12 miles west, but never northwest. I don't do diagonals. What's that? So, Snap, do you recognize these creatures at all? Since you're, a animal guy.
Definitely not. I could roll a nature check to see if I could, like, figure something out about them, right? But, yeah. but these things come from underground. Pain in the mountains.
It's nature.
I rolled a 14.
You know that they're called slurks.
And they're called slurks.
Are they hostile? If we approach them or go by them?
Those teeth don't look friendly.
I mean, that's a very astute observation.
But I can try to approach. Okay. Wait, are they on the map?
Yeah. And,
or we just saw them, basically.
No, they're on the map there.
Oh, I see.
How big are they?
Medium size.
Oh, so bigger than me.
Yes, they are bigger than you.
Okay, Snap. Do you want us to like be right behind you, or give you like space to interact with them, or how do you take the lead? How do you want us to?
Snap's already walking away.
Handle this. Okay. All right, Snap.
Okay, so I'll get like here and see if, because they see us, right? Do they see us?
They don't see you just yet.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll just kind of approach somewhat. To the point where they can see me, but I'm not like sneaking up on them or anything. I would say, what is that, like 25 feet? Snowflake would be like still kind of close to the group, but like not too closer to anyone else, but not too far from me, but not too close.
If you look at the ground right in front of you, literally right in front of you, it seems to be extra greasy and oily. And it looks like it's coming off of the slurk.
Okay. Well, if I'm moving, like, because I'm just, like, walking, I can pretty much, I mean, do I have to, like, is it hard for me to walk through just normally?
Yeah. If you were to walk through it, it's going to be difficult terrain. So every movement's going to last. Cost you double.
Okay. Does it see me or no?
Now that you've approached it, yeah, it's easy.
All right, so I'm going to diplomacy check. We're using wild empathy, so I can make an impression to kind of just show them that I'm not, like, that we're friendly and kind of see kind of the vibe of this animal. Oh, fuck, diplomacy's not great. 7.
You're right, you don't know much about slurks.
Yeah, how do you do it, though? Because in my head, I'm imagining, like, SpongeBob trying to hitchhike with the pioneers.
What does that mean? I'm on a rock?
Yeah, and just making like random noises.
No, I guess it's more, you know, I'm not talking. It's body language, you know? So it's kind of like, I'm already kind of small, so I'm kind of like walking up and being like, you know, not submissive, but like just trying to like not making myself too big. Not baring my teeth, but kind of like showing that everybody's with me, and that we just need to like cross, I guess, and you know.
But little did Snap know that not showing teeth in the slurk culture is highly looked down upon and is a violent act. And so, as you close your mouth and don't show your teeth, they hiss and start to charge at you. Everyone, roll for initiative.
If you don't show your teeth, they don't know how big your teeth are.
Yeah.
I got Snap, you can do nature teeth if you want. Fidget, what'd you get?
Fidget got a 15.
Naz?
Naz got 8.
Anna Carmen?
I rolled a 6 plus 7, 13.
Snap?
Snap got 16, and Grimlock got 14.
All right. First up is Snap.
Okay, so does the other one see too? Does it look like they're both like aggressive?
Yeah, the other slurk and seemed like a war call. The other one's turned its attention now.
Okay, so it's difficult terrain, so it basically takes twice as long, but it doesn't whatchamacallit. There's no like chance of slipping or anything. It's not like it's grease, right?
No, there's no chance of slipping.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Yes, it is, actually. There's a chance to slip.
Okay. I rolled the highest at 16. I'll hold my turn, actually.
Okay. Snap holds. Fidget, you're up.
Okay, so they're charging. They look like they're charging. Snap. How far away are they? I got it. Okay. Ooh, 35 feet. Okay. It's a little bit too early to be popping out some new stuff, honestly. So we are just going to do... We're going to do a fan favorite. One. Oh, so first she's going to move. One, two... Oh, not there. Three. And then I'm going to check my distance. Two. All right, perfect. Telekinetic projectile. If there's a nice meaty-sized rock around, she's going to chuck it.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of good-sized rocks.
That would be a 9. I rolled a 9 plus 9. So 18 to hit.
18 hits.
All right, cool. Starting off strong. Actually, we are doing some new stuff. Telekinetic projectile is now is automatically heightened, so it's now 2d6 instead of the 1.
Nice.
That's going to be 8 points of damage.
Alrighty. Rock goes ahead and hits the belly of the frog, leaves an imprint.
Oh, I'm sorry. 12 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Pierces the frog, because that hurts.
So, ow, dude. So would Snap be considered adjacent to me?
Yes.
So I'll use my new feat that I got, known as
Goblin
Scuttle, and I'll take a step when an ally moves adjacent to me, and I'll take a step back. Oh, not that. Okay. So my computer was missing me. Okay. Well, I'm a step behind Snap. I gotta refresh. Thank you.
His token moved all the way.
Snap ended up in the ocean.
I'll fling myself into the ocean as my reaction.
Alright, so you took your snap back. Are you going to do your turn? Or are you...
No, I'll wait. I'll still hold.
Okay.
Oh my... You... Someone else please come in front of me.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
Someone please. I forgot where I was, but I have to be just one step.
So they look hostile, okay. Right? They look like they're about to pounce.
Yeah, yeah. Especially now that a rock is thrown at them.
Who's throwing rocks out here?
Get him, Grimlock. We'll have fried frog legs for dinner.
Can I use my last two actions to just hold my turn until they come and I'll attack them, or no?
It takes two actions to hold a turn and do, so it's two actions to say I'm going to attack at this moment. So you would be out of actions. You cannot do it.
He moved one, though.
Oh. Then
Then I'll just say, I'll hold my attack until they approach.
Okay. And a Carmen.
You said we're in adverse conditions, right?
Just in the square.
Or rough
that's,
terrain or
yeah,
something like
in the
that?
Square that's surrounding the slurk, that's difficult terrain.
Okay.
And if you want to walk in it, it's gonna you need to perform a acrobatic check.
Oh, really? Alright, well, I am going to So I did my first movement onto right by everybody since I was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to actually try to go in there.
Alright, so go ahead and roll an acrobatics check for me.
You don't know what you just did. Nate, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at me?
I saw a funny meme. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the game.
Oh, because you're not laughing at the 8 I just rolled?
Oh, you rolled the 8? Oh, that's pretty nice. Oh, your score is really high, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. 8 plus 11. 19, Joe.
You succeed.
Exactly.
So you can...
But I don't want... I'm about to roll a check, though, because I actually want to flip around. I want to do cartwheels as I'm going in here in this rough terrain.
All right, so every 5 feet costs 10 feet of movement. Do you have that much movement?
So I just did, 10 to get in here. So, yeah, I have 20 left, so I could probably just move, two squares?
Two squares, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna roll another acrobatics check because I want to like cartwheel around in here to show.
I don't know if you can do that in difficult terrain.
Are you sure about that?
What are you trying to do? What's it called? Tumble through?
Just I'm just trying to cartwheel. I'm just trying to be fancy in this. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and be fancy.
Difficult terrain. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna roll another acrobatics check. Oh, 6 plus 11, 17. Do my cartwheels succeed, Joe?
No, they don't.
Oh shit! Uh oh.
You must remain stationary.
Wow, that's messed up. All right, cool. I guess I just go in here and I'm just like, I got a little nervous.
Grimlock's not worried that Anna Carmen's gonna take the big cart anymore.
It's okay. And a comment, it's okay, it happens to the best of us.
You guys don't even know what I was trying to do, but thank you.
Nah, you're up.
Is this flat-footed?
Right now, yes.
Perfect.
How far am I? Okay, I'm pretty far. And within the square is tough terrain, right?
Yes, you're gonna have to roll an acrobatic check once you get in there, and that decides how it affects you.
Okay. Then, I guess right now I'm gonna just.
And as soon as you get in there, you're gonna have to use an action to balance. That's what.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just gonna get as close as possible. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's good. Is that gonna be a turn?
Yeah, that's one turn. Then my other turn is gonna just be rolling for stealth.
Right now, you can't roll stealth because you are in clear view of them. Right, there's nothing blocking its vision from you.
What's the tough terrain? What is it?
It's like slippery substance. It's secreting off of its body.
Did you make me roll a balance check?
Yeah, that was your extra fancy thing.
What is it excreting?
Slime.
It's like frog slime.
Yeah.
Is it flammable?
You don't know.
You can try.
Can I roll? What can I roll for that?
Nature.
Nature.
He said, "Is that flammable?"
Yeah, we might be.
And then I
have a reputation to uphold.
Super flammable.
What'd you say?
It's super flammable.
Oh my god. Okay. Well.
You rolled a 7.
I rolled 7. I'm gonna step the fuck back. And that's my second turn, then my turn is over.
It's their turn. It's gonna go ahead and leap up in front of you, Anna Carmen.
Okay. Joe, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 6. Plus 11, so 17.
That doesn't hit.
Alright. And then
plus 11, huh?
Yep.
Woo! You got this, Anna Carmen!
It's gonna try to hit you again with its tusk. 11 plus 6, 17?
No.
Alright. So it missed twice as it goes up and tries to bite you. The other slurp is going to move up. Ooh. And it's going to, for one action, it's going to go.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's up a
slime.
You've been practicing,
ball.
Huh?
Yeah.
You've been practicing, huh?
All week I practiced for that.
That 10,000 gok.
Oh. Rolled a 19 plus 9. 28 against you, Anna Carmen.
Okay.
Does that hit?
That hits. Yeah.
Alright. So it's going. A creature struck by a slurk slime squirt becomes clumsy 1. Yes, a slurk slime squirt becomes clumsy 1 and takes a minus 5-foot penalty to speed for 1 hour, or until the slime is removed.
That's nothing.
So you become clumsy 1, and you can.
What does that do to me, though? It just takes a minus 5 to the movement. That's it.
No, clumsy 1. Your movements become clumsy and inexact. Clumsy always includes a value. So 1 for you. You take a status penalty equal to the condition value to your dexterity-based checks and DCs, including AC reflex saves. range attacks and skills checks using acrobatics, stealth, or thievery.
Oh, oh man. So all your stuff's down by one.
Yeah, all my stuff.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Or until you take it off.
I'll take it off when we win.
Or it'll take it off your dead body.
Oh. All
right, that's their turn.
This is so nothing. Rude. This is nothing. I've Snap, experienced your, worse.
Snap, you didn't go yet. Do you want to go now?
Yeah.
Okay, you could have...
So, right. Since I didn't wait for a certain thing, I still have all three of my actions?
Yes.
Okay. So first, I'll command Snowflake. And so he'll go here, or she'll go here. And then what do I have to roll? Okay. Acrobatic?
Acrobatic.
Okay. 27 plus... So... It's 3, and then what happens if you're trained in it? Plus another 3?
What is it?
So 14.
14 is a fail. So when you fail in this slime, you must remain stationary to keep your balance, or you fall.
So...
If you fall, your turn ends.
Snowflake can still attack.
Yes.
Oh, but she can't move.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, Okay, so then she'll attack with her jaws. 20, a 20, a natural 20.
That hits.
And then 1d8 plus 2, 10 damage.
Damn, max damage. This lurk looks beat up. The rock in the bite.
Okay,
And you still have your turn.
So then Snap will take 2 shots with the sling at the slurk. Snap will shoot the slurk twice with the sling. Bar 1 is a miss, and then the second one would be 15.
15 misses.
Yeah, so both misses.
Alright, Fidget, your turn.
Alright, Fidget is going to... this isn't good. This is no good. Yeah, still... I think still too far away. Yeah. All right. We're just gonna do a repeat. She's gonna stay where she is. She's not gonna move. She's gonna do spell, telekinetic projectile, more rocks, more things just lying around. D20. Nope. Nothing. That's I roll a natural 2. Plus my 9 is 11, so that's not gonna hit.
That's not gonna hit.
Right?
Nope.
All right. Well, then she'll also, in lieu of Snap, will also pull out her sling, so she can do an additional one more projectile attack.
Okay.
That's probably not going to hit. I rolled an 8, and I misplaced my. Oh, fuck. I had the damage dice ready, but not the thing. That's going to be a 8. Oh, 8 plus 8. So that's a 16. Does that hit?
16 does not hit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's a too many rocks flying all over the place. Yeah, she's done. That's her turn.
All right, Grimlock.
Oopsie.
Okay, Grimlock with his 4X, our great axe in his arms. He's going to run along the side of this difficult terrain. And then for the last step, he's going to step inside to get close to him. So since I'm on the outside, I still have to roll, right? Because I don't fall over.
Yes.
All right. That was a solid 2 plus 1, 3.
That is a critical failure.
Oh boy.
You fall and your turn ends.
All right.
As Grimlock moves his little legs, he just face
the
first.
Step inside of this zone. I'm just a totally face fall.
Oh, all right. Man.
Should have wore your Crocs.
All right, turn's over.
And the Carmen, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to try to cartwheel around this rough terrain and get, like, behind this guy.
Okay. So go ahead and roll the acrobatic check.
Yep. Is this the balance check or my acrobatics check for the cartwheel?
This is balance.
Okay. Oh boy! Wow. 3 plus 11, 14.
That fails.
Our luck is catching up on us.
So I'm still in the same spot then, Joe.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try it one more time. Same thing.
Okay.
9 plus 11, 20.
You're able to move for half your speed, so you have enough speed to get there.
Cool. Yeah. But is there... Like, am I good? I'm not flat-footed or anything?
You're not flat-footed. It is flat-footed to you and to Snowflake because you guys are flanking it.
Okay, beautiful. Well, something cool. With my new feet steady balance, anytime I roll a balance check and it's a success, it's considered a critical success because of that feat. So any negative thing that would come about for just... You know, not for just a normal success, like, that's gone.
Then you move up to your speed.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I just want to be behind it, so.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I'll just, did I succeed in doing it in the very fancy cartwheel way?
Yes, you did a cartwheel, okay. But your hands are all sticky now.
Yeah, so I jumped all around everywhere. I was doing cartwheels. I was just, you know, kind of making show out of it. Like, ho, hey, ha, hey, whoo, yeah. Kind of showing everybody, like, look at me. Look what I can do.
Because Grimlock falls face first.
Exactly. Like, look how easy it is.
Wow.
I'm about to put on a show for y'all.
To be fair, I didn't see it because my face was in the dirt.
Hey, maybe she can replace those, the acrobatic family.
Naz is pretty jealous. Son of a bitch.
More people are frolicking.
Well, I did it that way specifically, Joe, to see if I could earn a panache point. Because I don't only just earn a panache point in combat. Like, if I do something like just
over-exuberantly.
Thank you. Yes. Boom.
Why does Joe sound like he's like having a stranglehold on these panache points? He's like, fine. You get your panache.
Well, I mean, it's like, if it were up to me, I'd get a panache point with any little fancy thing I do. Like, if I, like, I don't know, like, throw something behind my back to you guys, the cat, like here, take a loaf of bread and I throw it behind my back, I'd get a panache point. If it were up to me.
You got bread?
I got hella bread. okay, but anyway, third action, I'm going to attack this thing. Oof. 5 plus 9.
That misses.
Guys, things aren't looking so great.
Alright. Nah, it's your turn.
It was actually a 5 plus 9 minus 1, because I'm still clumsy.
You missed a little bit worse.
It's such a funny condition, because I'm clumsy.
So, hypothetically, if someone were to use minor magic and throw a fireball, would it get anybody else on fire because they're in this terrain?
No.
Think, just do, Zach.
Just do it.
Well, I don't want to get anybody caught on fire by accident.
And
don't
to the listeners, it is not a fireball. It's...
Yeah, Zach, this kind of thinking would have helped maybe like 2 episodes ago.
Now the Millers don't have a home, but you know.
Fuck. All right, I'm going to do minor magic. Produce flame. Get a small flame to attack. Close. Okay. Attack 1. Okay, that does nothing.
No, sure. That's 2 actions.
2?
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, because it's a spell.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Okay, then I'll just...
Okay. All right, it's their turn.
We're surrounding it. Menacingly.
This one's gonna take a bite out of Snowflake because it did not like it biting it. It's gonna try to hit it with its tusks. Oh, ouch. That's a 14 against Snowflake.
That's a tie.
So it hits. It's gonna do...
Oh man. It's not looking good for Snowflake.
It had a weird thing called deadly. I'm like, what? That doesn't seem right. It's gonna do 1d8 plus 4. 8 points of damage to Snowflake as its tusk goes into it.
Okay. Guys, it's gonna kill Snowflake.
And it's gonna turn around and try to hit Anna Carmen. 15 plus 6.
No.
I think that hits.
Definitely no. No, it does not hit. Okay. I laugh at your little attempt to hit me. Ha ha ha.
20.
21? Yes. Are you asking me if 21. A 21 hits me?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it does not.
You're clumsy one.
Fuck, it hits me.
Take 6 points of damage. Shut up.
I thought he was just being sarcastic. I guess Anacharmoth has a high AC now.
It's 20, but when I see the attacker clearly, I get a plus two circumstantial AC because of one of my feats, Nimble Dodge. Damn. I think it's fuck.
That's really good.
Fucking Anna Carmen's now going to be unstoppable if she just wasn't clumsy.
I know, right? How many points of damage did it take?
6 points.
That's rough.
Poor Grimlock.
So that is a reaction, your Nimble Dodge.
Yes.
So remember, you can only do that once per round. And then it's going to attack you again, and it misses the third time. The other slurk looks down at the ground and is going to just tusk.
Wait, Grimlock. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, how much? Grimlock, how no. much? You rolled it. Was that a 10 for that second attack?
Yes.
What was the total there?
16. Not even 16. Less 13.
13.
All right. Yeah. Grimlock, it hits you for a 28.
Grimlock, no!
That is a regular hit, okay.
And you are flat-footed.
Yes, that's correct.
So take a minus 2 to your AC.
That is a...
Oh, no.
That is a critical.
No! Already! the day just started.
All right. Joe doesn't like me.
Slurks have an ability called... their melee attack has a deadly connotation to it, so when it crits, it does an extra d10.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's oh, my, yeah, of course. My rapier has that. It.
Yeah,
the deadly trait.
Oh, thank God.
Fun.
So take 14... Oh, sorry, hold on. 3d10. Yes, 14 points of damage as the tusk just buries into your back. And it thinks it's hurt you enough and hops over to Anna Carmen.
Oh my God.
And rolls a 18 to hit.
No.
Alright. And then it's gonna move one more time.
You're still adding all these negatives, right?
Yeah, it's a 19 with the minus one.
No, not you, Joe.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
the,
Joe.
The sheet I'm working gives me my plus to hit for each roll.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you. Right. Thanks for looking out. Was its turn. It feels like it did a good amount of damage. Snap, it's your turn.
All right. So for Snowflake to move in the thing, does she have to make another acrobatics check?
Yes.
Okay. Well, even just to step out?
Yes. Anytime you need to move in there, you need to do balance action.
All right. So first, Snowflake will attack. D20. That's a miss. So then Snowflake will move. That's a 50. Oh, fucking that one.
She falls down and her turn is over.
Okay, her turn was over pretty much anyways. So
guys, we gotta kill this slurk.
We could burn this thing, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, 25. All right. So Snap will actually can't. I'll cast Ray of Frost.
Okay.
On the one in between Snap and Anna Carmen. Going to check Ray of Frost. I see Ray. Make an attack spell roll. So what do I do for that? D20 plus my wisdom?
And I think something else, right, mate?
No, so it's wisdom and proficiency.
Okay. So D20, 19 plus... Oh my gosh. Wisdom plus three plus what is our proficiency? Three? Because we're level three.
5. It's 5. I was wrong. It's 5. Proficiency is 5 right now. If you're trained.
So 8. So 27.
27 is a critical hit.
Let's go. All right. So critical success, target takes double damage and takes a 10-foot status penalty to its speed for one round. So 2d4 plus my spellcasting modifier. So 2 plus 8.
8 points of damage?
2 plus 8. Are you sure it's 5? No, it's 5 total. So it's 7.
Okay.
So 7. And then 7 points. It's still alive?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. That was that's 2 actions. Turn, yeah, it's 2 actions. Yeah. For...
Alright. Fidget.
Alright. Alright. We're gonna cast a spell.
I would hope so. No, since you're so
no, no, that's not what we're doing. We're this time spell slot.
Okay.
We're doing a spell slot. Enter this time. Extend her. She's going to extend her two index fingers, and kind of make those finger gun motions. And she's gonna cast when her and her eyes glow that iridescent green, and she's gonna cast a new spell. All this fighting has really awoken something else inside of her, something she's not too familiar with. And she's gonna cast magic missile.
Hey.
We're gonna do that 3 times, 3 of my actions. We're gonna do 2 missiles on this guy, on the guy that's attacked. Snowflake and Anacharmon.
Okay.
And then one on the guy that critted poor Grimlock.
Alright.
So alright, automatic hits. So we'll do the first ones. We'll do the first one. I'll roll the two. So that's gonna be 5 points of damage. 5 points of force damage on the first guy.
Just enough to knock it out.
Oh, thank Shaylin. And then we're going to do the last one on the dude. 2 points of force damage.
Oh my god, awful rolls.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, but you did damage.
Yeah,
damage is damage.
That is one spell done.
I'll be right. That's my turn. I'll be right back, guys. Like 2 minutes.
Oh, dang.
Sorry.
He's going to watch the Spider-Man trailer.
I'm not watching that.
Yeah, he might watch the Spider-Man trailer. That's why I was like, should we post it in the group chat?
I'm watching it right now.
I'm about to watch the fuck out of it later. I'm excited. I love Spider-Man.
I love Spider-Man too, but I'm not watching it.
Spider-Man too.
I want to be pure.
I just want to be pure.
I'm watching it right now.
I'll probably watch it. Marvel does a good job with their trailers, though. They don't give away too much usually, which is good.
What got me hype is the last Eternals trailer. I was like, this looks a lot fucking cooler than I thought it would be.
Same.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I'm really upset. Cool. I'm really annoyed that I watched the Carnage trailer for Venom.
Oh, that shit looks dumb. Low-key.
I mean, I love Carnage, so like, I'll still go watch it. Carnage is my favorite symbiote, so.
Carnage is just sick, but
yeah. Who's your favorite symbiote, Marcus?
What'd you say?
Who's your favorite symbiote?
Oh, Echo. No, I guess it's Venom. Right? Cause Carnage is just kinda dumber Venom, right?
He's murder My Venom. Favorite, he's like a
yeah, crazy. My favorite Venom is Dark Avengers Venom.
Mm. Alright, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Was that Flash Thompson Venom?
I think so.
Flash Thompson is an Agent Venom.
Yeah, Agent Venom. That's what
I meant. Basically, this Venom was like super crazy, and then they gave him a pill to be able to control the symbiote, and then he became part of the Dark Avengers.
They're doing some crazy stuff with the symbiote stuff in the Marvel comics right now. Apparently their creator is like coming back, like woke up whenever it's like a huge like apocalyptic event on Earth, because like all the symbiote all the offspring are all going crazy.
Oh, like you said, the creator woke up. I was like, I thought you meant like the actual like artist or writer.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I just woke up. I was like, what happened?
Dude, a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's been like 30 years or something.
It's in a coma?
Yeah. All
right, you guys ready?
Yeah, Joe, let me kill these frogs.
Yeah. If you could do something this episode, that'd be great.
I want to eat their legs like frog legs, like chicken wings.
All right, so that
I stand up.
Okay.
Stand up.
That was one action. And now I'm going to attempt to move closer to the last.
All right, that's another action.
Do I have to roll?
Roll your DC, yep.
Actually, it's 5, 10. Roll, what am I rolling? Acrobatics.
Your movement's double, Chris, so...
All right, so you fail.
Back to square one.
Okay.
Back to square one.
Back to where you started.
Yeah, there you go, bud. Poor guy.
You stood up, and you're just balancing there. That's two actions.
Okay, my third action, since I realized I can't move anywhere, I take out my dagger from my pocket, and I hurl it at the frog.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm even going to let you take out your dagger for a free action instead of making you use one.
Little does this frog know, this dagger's a bomb.
Damn it.
And that's why.
Hero roll. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you add? I forgot.
I think it's a dex bonus. Yeah, it's a dex bonus.
Or strength. You're throwing it.
Oh, yeah, strength, yeah.
13. Plus, I don't know what the weapon proficiency is.
I don't think you get proficiency in throwing daggers unless you're proficient in that.
Oh.
Very, very well put, Joe.
I'm kind of a word artist.
It matters. Okay. Then I roll a 13. I don't think I hit it.
That misses.
All right, so my dagger just sails through the air. Grimlock's not having a good day. Okay.
Grimlock hasn't had a good 2 days.
Grimlock's not used to all this physical activity.
Seriously.
All right, it's Anna Carmen's turn.
Well, if I were to just rotate in my circle, do I have to do anything?
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Is this thing... Is it also balancing with this, or is it pretty adept and doesn't have to?
Looks pretty adept to its own slime.
Okay. Well, I want to.
Loves it.
Can I try to tumble through in this rough terrain?
Let me open another tab.
Can someone tumble through in this terrain?
You didn't predict the slime tumble through?
You didn't predict the carport? The carport?
Difficult terrain.
You didn't predict the parkour.
Doesn't say anything.
Boom. Tumbling through. Unless you say no.
You can do it, but it's going to be a higher DC.
Okay. What's that? Another acrobatics check?
Yeah, it's going to be an acrobatics check.
15 plus 11.
That passes.
24. Now it's flat-footed.
Yep.
It is flat-footed, and I have panache, another panache point. And the Carmen will now strike it from behind. Ooh, 15 plus a 9.
That hits.
24. I did the math wrong for the last roll. 24. Boom. All right. So let me roll some damage. All right. 1d6 plus 2 for the weapon bonus, plus an additional 2 for having panache. And that is the precise strike bonus, so 3 plus 4, 7.
Alright, 7 points of damage as you... What sword do you use?
The rapier.
Alright, yeah. You stab it, and it bleeds. And it matters. And it's your turn.
Wait.
What?
What are you doing?
Oh, you still have one action, huh?
I tumbled through, and I attack.
All right, go ahead. Use your second action. My apologies.
My third action.
Third action.
I'm going to attack again. 5 plus 9 minus whatever.
You don't hit.
Cool.
All right, now it's your turn.
Proceed.
I'm glad we did that.
All right.
Okay. I'm so bummed that Minor Magic takes up two actions, but I don't want to get too muddled with the terrain since Grimlock seems to be having some hard time with it.
You're a rogue.
I'm flying.
Can I hear him?
Yeah, he's standing up now.
It's okay in here.
His face is full of the slime, though.
My magic. Okay, that fucking. I'm doing terrible with my rolls today. Okay, I did not do anything with that, but I am gonna be trying to throw my dagger. I rolled a 7. I will be trying to throw my dagger.
Alright.
Oh! Roll a 24.
24 hits. You do how much damage?
3 damage.
Nice. That's how you throw a dagger.
Did he die?
Did not die.
Did it die?
You poked it. You poked it with the little toothpick.
Okay.
Don't forget to pick your dagger up later.
I won't.
It's covered in greasiness now. It's I'll turn. I'll look it up. Doesn't like where it's at. It's gonna attack you, Anna Carmen. It rolls a 2 plus it's 11 for 13. That's not gonna hit. So it's gonna try to tusk you one more time. Oh, there it is. 18 plus 6.
Minus
24.
What? Yeah, that hits.
Alright, so you're gonna take that d8. 5 plus 4. 9 points of damage.
Ooh.
And then it's gonna hop away. Whoa. Oh. Right there.
It knows where it has to die.
And that's its turn.
In front of me.
Snap, it's your turn. As it hops like it's going towards the sea.
So, with Snap's entire turn, he'll cast... Wait, let me check one thing. Oh, wait.
That's the wrong number.
Yeah, actually, Snap will just... Air Snowflake will attack the thing. 1d20 11, 17 total.
17 hits.
Alright, so then 1d8 plus 4 damage.
Alright, 4 more points of damage as Snowflake bites into the back of this frog.
And then this will be a roll, an acrobatics roll. 20.
Snowflake had to use an action to stand up.
Okay.
So that's 2 actions for Snowflake.
Alright, then Snap will move up and do battle medicine on Snowflake.
Aww. I'll let you keep that 14.
Okay, so then 22 for battle medicine.
You succeed.
Alright,
go ahead and heal up your dinosaur.
1d8. 2d8. Okay, 2d8. So, 8. So that's a 4.
Nice.
Fidget is going to hold her turn until after Grimlock's. She sees a sense of in his eyes as he stares down this slurk and is willing to let him deliver the final blow. It feels like he needs this, you know, after yesterday of being on the ground most of the time. And I just feel like he really needs a win right now. So Fidget will hold her turn until after Grimlock's.
Okay. You read my mind and Grimlock's mind. Thank you, friend.
Oh, you're welcome, bud.
Grimlock, who's still standing up, he licks his lip. Was there a little, has some slime on it still? It's okay.
A little sour.
He looks at this thing ferociously. Tastes sour. Okay.
Real quick. I just want to isolate that one quote. Just Grimlock, who's still standing up.
He's still standing. He's still there. He takes his great axe and he's going to swing right at this bad boy.
Ooh. Good swing again.
The first is a miss. It's a 13 total. Not great roll. He swings a second time. Boom. He rolls a 6 total.
Oh, hey. It's time to go to all reliable. Time to trip that bad boy.
And then he goes in for the grapple. He's gonna grapple it. I think it's still gonna take a penalty since it's an attack, right? Or did we? I forgot what we said about that.
Yeah, it is an attack. We always forget about that. It's still gonna take the attack penalty.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, so it's an athletics roll. Plus the weapon bonus minus the 10. So that's 23 plus 5 minus 10. So that's 18.
You get your... What is it? Your axe? You get your axe wrapped around it and it just slides off from the slime.
Now you're just oily, man.
All your stuff is just oily. Fidget, it's your turn.
Fidget's gonna throw a rock at it.
just like a look of cringe on his face.
That's 21.
It hits.
That's 9.
Okay. It's still up, but it looks beat up.
She's gonna do a sling attack too.
Okay.
That's a 24.
Minus the 5.
Why minus 5?
Because it's a second attack.
I did a spell.
That's still an attack roll. That's still an attack roll.
Okay, yes. Fine. Minus 5. Fine. So then that's going to be a 19 then.
Still hits.
Joe just wanted to flex his powers, GM, real quick.
0 points of damage.
No.
I have a minus 1 to strength.
You do 1 point of sling. You do 1 point of
sling. Sling is based on strength.
Oh, wow.
That rock just hits its ear and just soaks into it.
Ugh. You'll get him next time, Grimlock. I believe in you.
Anakarman, it's your turn.
Oh, boy.
Grimlock did not respond.
Well, I'm just going to run up to it normally.
Use your... give me a balance check.
Yeah, of course. 14 plus 11.
And you pass, and you critically pass, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, baby. And I'm just going to attack it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to use my confident finisher feat. Okay. So even if I miss, I will do half the damage. I miss. But let me roll damage anyway. 3 plus 2 for my weapon, plus another 2 for precise strike. 3 plus 4, 7. What's half of that, Joe?
3.
What are we going for? 3. So then 3 points of damage.
All right. It is beaten, bloody, and bruised. Naz, it's your turn.
What? Joe, stop doing this to me.
I don't know why it's just you. Go ahead, Hannah Carmen.
Stop doing this to me. Let me check something real quick. So, I'm pretty sure I could do another confident finisher because I use up a panache point as essentially currency to be able to do it. And I had 2 locked and loaded, so I'm going to use the second one.
It's weird that you can use 2 things that are called finisher.
Hey, you know what? I don't like the rules.
She wants to make sure.
11. I'm not even going to add the bonuses because it failed.
All right.
But half damage again. Sweet. 6 plus 4, 10.
You deal 5. Half your precise strike damage.
Yeah. 5.
So 2?
5.
Okay. 5. Sure, bud. Snap.
It's not dead?
No. It's on its last leg.
Jesus Christ.
Naz, it's your turn.
Yeah, I was kind of curious. I'm trying to throw a fireball. The dice are not in my favor today.
We need to respec Naz.
No, Naz is fine as he is.
I just rolled a d20. But
I guess you've only rolled like 6s this whole time.
What does he need to get to hit a stationary target, though?
More than that.
Well, he has bonuses.
I think these things have like an AC of like 17 to 18.
That would be correct.
One of those numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think their AC is that low.
All right. Or 6. So that's 2 actions.
I'm too far. No, I can't do anything.
All right. You done?
I'll have to go get my dagger afterwards, but yeah. All
right. So the slurk looks around, goes rrr, rrr, and hops off the cliff.
What?
You gotta be kidding me. I knew this thing was gonna happen.
Yeah. It's an animal.
And you just see it slipping, going down and swimming away.
But we put a
chasing that hoe.
We put a tracking device on it.
Grimlock, no. Grimlock, no, please.
Yeah, 50-foot fall.
Grimlock's gonna look at the cliff. How far? 50 feet?
50 feet. So it would probably be halfway down the hill by now.
Do it.
Grimlock, it's gone. It's fine. We won. We won the battle.
Chris, do it.
No, Grimlock's pacing.
Do it. Make Joe's life harder.
He doesn't mind killing me. I would just die.
I would mind it.
I would save you.
Snap will take a shot.
So
I have a swing.
Go ahead, Snap.
Snap will take a shot.
Well, it wasn't in my turn, but that's what I imagined I was doing. Is the combat over?
Combat's over. Unless, Snap, you want to take a miracle shot.
50 feet in range, not even disadvantage. That's cool.
50 feet.
15, and then, yeah, neither of them hit. Gosh.
Damn. I wish that 14 would have hit.
Yeah, definitely.
So rocks just slip off of the cliff, and the frog swims towards safety and a life that's better than it is in right now. So you guys are stuck outside of this structure. Two structures. One up to the north is wood. One to the south is stone. Grimlock is in pain and is in pain with pride.
See, I walked away from the group, and I'm going to just, I don't want to hear it from anyone. I Searing Restoration on myself to heal 5 points using the hot end of my weapon. And then, yeah.
This man is crazy. Hurts himself to heal himself.
Do you need health, Anna Carmen?
Yes, I do. Please, I took some blows.
26, a success. It's a 6 plus an 8, which is a. Oh, it's not a success actually. Right.
No, that's a
14. 15 is success.
No.
Sorry about it.
So what do you guys want to do?
Well, I mean, what's around us? You just kind of showed us the frogs, right? And there's buildings?
There's two structures. There's one wood structure up to your north and this stone structure out here.
Okay.
Depending on which ones you want to investigate, I can tell you more about them.
Everybody knows that the boss fights are in the bigger buildings.
Yeah.
So I say smaller buildings. First.
I'm gonna get my dagger.
It's slippery and slimy, and Anna Carmen, you're still covered in slime.
Gross.
The slurp squirt.
Takes some of this slippery goop and puts it in his.
But with this slipperiness that we got on ourselves, we get like a +1 AC, right? We're like grease the death guy over here.
No, you actually have a -1 because.
What does it take to get it off of her?
3 actions.
Oh, okay. Well,
3 actions of what? Like wiping myself off?
Yeah, wiping yourself off.
Okay, I do that.
And you're clean. So yeah, you have the shed, or you have a wooden structure up north.
Oh, he's at shed. He's at shed. Check out the shed.
Shed first. Me and Fidget run towards it.
Shed.
I get to the shed.
You guys open the door.
Yes.
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 You find a shed. There's a bunch of seagulls in here. They've
reached.
No, wait. There's this.
Joe with his Foley work this week, man. It's really.
Joe's been hitting some voice acting classes.
Yeah, I'm going to need you guys to Venmo me. It's for the business expenditures.
Oh, jeez. That wasn't discussed in our last business meeting.
It definitely was.
Can't put on the company card.
You guys critique the four voices, so. All right, so you spend some time in here. There just seems to be some supplies, some mundane items.
What kind of supplies?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Blankets, pillows, candlesticks.
Bidget takes a blanket.
And
she's cold. She's naturally cold.
One of the boxes is filled with birds.
Live birds?
Live birds.
That's inhumane.
Let him out.
No, like it's the boxes. It's open. They've just picked that specific crate to live in.
Oh,
there's a family of 10.
Okay,
a foreign society.
You know, right. I'm an expert in bird law, so that's infringing on their rights.
Harvey Birdman, law, attorney of law.
Some birds are meant to be caged.
No one else saw anything hiding it within this thing.
Birds got slaughtered.
I mean, I rolled a 5.
I rolled pretty bad.
Sheds.
The voice of God tells you that there's nothing in there.
Okay.
Which God?
Well, I'm an atheist. Gazra. So.
No, don't. Can't trust Gazra.
So then are you going back, Nate?
Nah, I got my blanket. I got my new blanket.
So this stone entrance, the door that's here is pretty ornate. It's a stone door. Go ahead.
Wait, I would say that we spent investigating this for like an hour, so I think Snap can try to heal us again.
Fidget doesn't say that. Doesn't agree with that statement. That was at least a 20-minute
time. Grimlock could try to heal you.
I think he wants to heal himself.
Yeah, get in here. No, that's all right.
Are you sure? I don't know. Please do your best.
Alright, well,
okay. What's your medicine thing?
Fidget opens the door.
Can I explain the door to you?
I'll heal Train. I'll heal Grimlock. Wait, let me check the numbers on this.
Is that a crit?
let me suck my calculations.
By my calculations.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. How do you find out if it's critical? It has to be more than a success. 10 more than a success?
10.
10 more. It's so like 25. More,
yeah.
18. Yeah, that's a critical success because that's 26.
Hey, and so 48?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful.
Damn. If only Anakarma could have got that.
24 health.
But it's okay.
Damn. Got it all back. He's back on the top.
Back on top.
Fidget gives Grimlock a thumbs up.
Feeling good as new. Grimlock flips Fidget off.
Let us snap.
Oh, shit.
And we flip around and high five with the other hand.
Grimlock.
I turn around and high five.
Grimlock, why would you do that to poor old Fidget?
I feel like Grimlock thinks it's kind of a personal attack. I did such a bad job. She's giving me a thumbs up. I don't need that.
It's fine. I'm used to it. He's always rude to me.
She is very sensitive.
I open the door.
The door is really cool looking, and I'd like to describe it.
It's a fucking door. We open it.
All right, the door's open. Fuck it.
No, Grimlock's curious about the door. How is it fascinating? He's interested
If the door doesn't give us magical items, then I don't care.
On the left, it looks like a sky god is rising from a whirlwind with lightning in his hands. And on the right, it looks like a sea god is surrounded by a whirlpool.
So Zeus and Poseidon, got it.
Mm, cool.
They seem to have the same facial structure.
Snap doesn't believe in God.
So anyone wants to do a root. If
anyone Naz, wants to do Naz puts his cigarette out on the door.
Oh no.
None of us have religion.
No one has religion, so.
Open the door.
Never mind. You open the door.
For a bunch of heathens. Let's go.
And as you open the door.
I only worship Shaylin. Who are these jokers?
You hear?
Yeah, F3.
Joe, what is F3? What is
F3?
What is this ancient? What is this ancient rune that depicts F3?
It looks so foreign. Naz is extremely confused.
So, F3, what could it mean?
Grimlock types F3.
This is a stone. It has four stone columns around the F3 in the middle. And in the center of the F3 is the once powerful mayor of Aberton, beaten to a pulp. And he looks over as the door is open. He's like,
oh, damn.
Oh my God. And then with one swoop, one of the hooded people beside him strikes him with a trident at the backside and knocks him out. And looks over at you, Fidget, and says, well, hi. We'll see you guys next week.
Was it the mayor again?
Was it the mayor again? Everybody sounds like the mayor.
The mayor got knocked down. He looks at Pidgey.
You see, look, you can't just know one, not even yourself.
I'm trying it again.
Whatever you're trying, I'm cutting it out. I'm cutting it out. I'm staying here.
Coming back from the dead.
Yeah, right.
And by trident, he meant
A fork. Oh my god, that dramatic pause beforehand. Yo, at first I was like, Joe's about to kill it right now. Like he's about to use some like new voice that we haven't heard yet.
I feel like he's like really trying to do a different voice, but then like the same voice.
Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.